In this episode, we hear the testimony of Camille, a relationship and family counsellor working in a sexual health centre and in private practice. She supports women and young girls who are experiencing emotional distress, relationship difficulties, and violence in their intimate lives. This episode includes references to sexual, psychological, and physical violence. Camille meets many women in very different situations. Some are still living with the person who is harming them. Some have already left. Some are unsure whether what they are experiencing is abuse. Many arrive feeling shame, fear, confusion, or guilt. For Camille, the first step is always the same. She listens. She does not judge. She does not rush. She does not immediately tell them what to do. Instead, she creates a space where everything can be said.
The first thing I do is welcome them and listen to them. I validate all the emotions they express.
Camille explains that this validation is essential. Many women have been told their emotions are exaggerated, wrong, or their fault. So before any therapeutic or support work can begin, they must first be allowed to feel. They have the right to be afraid, the right to be angry, the right to cry, the right to feel broken, the right to take time. Only after this emotional recognition can rebuilding begin. And for Camille, rebuilding almost always starts with self-esteem. Violence damages a person's inner structure. It affects how they see themselves, trust themselves, and believe they deserve respect.
The person who hurts them is sometimes also the one from whom they expect love. And since they don't love themselves enough, they can't leave easily.
Camille describes how emotional dependence can trap women in harmful relationships. Even when they recognize the suffering, leaving can feel impossible. Healing, therefore, cannot be rushed. It unfolds in stages. First, speaking. Then, crying. Then, understanding. Then, validation. And only later, rebuilding. Camille also highlights practical barriers. Some women must hide their consultations. Some fear being controlled or punished. Some cannot safely disclose that they are seeking help. That is why access matters. At the Sexual Health Centre, consultations are free and confidential. This creates a safe entry point for support. In private practice, financial constraints can still become a barrier, sometimes interrupting care. Camille emphasises that support must be safe, accessible, and continuous. Women need time. They need listening. They need follow-up. And they need professionals trained to help them rebuild self-esteem and autonomy. Prevention is also central to Camille's work. She often speaks about the importance of learning to say no. Many women were never taught that their bodies, boundaries, and feelings matter.
I am not what was done to me. I am what I make of what was done to me.
For Camille, this idea is fundamental. It does not erase violence. It does not deny trauma. But it restores agency. It reminds women that violence does not define their entire identity. Camille also explains that filing a complaint, when the person is ready and safe, can be an important step. It can help name what happened. It can reduce self-blame. It can externalize responsibility. It can confirm that what happened was violence. She shares the story of a woman in an abusive relationship marked by repeated cycles of leaving and returning. Even when she understood the violence intellectually, emotionally she was not ready to leave. She returned. She had children. she struggled. But over time, through work on self-esteem and understanding abusive dynamics, things began to shift. Eventually, she left permanently. She filed a complaint for rape, and she rebuilt her life with her four children. Today, she says,
I've never felt better in my entire life.
Camille emphasizes that recovery is never linear. People can leave and return. They can understand and still struggle. They can progress and regress. This does not mean failure. It means the process is ongoing. Another young woman she supported left a violent and controlling relationship after several sessions of gradual work. She first returned to her parents' home. Then, step by step, she rebuilt her sense of safety. Eventually, she filed a complaint and began a new chapter in her life. For Camille, the role of a mentor or counsellor is not to define who a woman should become. It is to help her reconnect with her own value, her own choices, her own boundaries, and her own voice.
What these women need most is time, safety, a listening ear, and competent support. They are not what was done to them. They are what they manage to rebuild from that.